NPR.
Chris Bandura can still remember the exact moment when he knew he would start his own business.
And that was May the 22nd. That was May the 22nd when I found the cart.
The cart. It was a food cart, 7 feet by 8 feet, stainless steel, little kitchenette inside, and a window to take orders.
Sitting in the parking lot of the Korean Baptist Church on Randolph Road. For 4 years, it had been sitting there with a for sale sign. So it was like, oh, that's it. And that was it. I didn't look at anything else. Truly, I'm sitting here getting worked up thinking about it.
Chris saw this cart and had a kind of revelation. He'd worked in the restaurant industry for 20 years and was managing a fancy restaurant in Washington, D.C. But he got laid off during the pandemic, and it was a terrible experience. He had a young child and a mortgage, but he wasn't sure what to do. He thought, you know, food service, hospitality, that is what I know.
No, I'm good at hospitality. I grew up with walking into my grandmother's house and a plate of food was in front of me within minutes. You know, what, you know, hospitality is a feeling. And I had committed more than half of my life to this industry.
Chris was turning all of these things over in his head when he drove by the Korean Baptist Church on Randolph Road, and he saw the used food cart for sale.
I went across three lanes of traffic to jump into this parking lot to go look at the trailer. That was the big moment of like, all right, we can do this.
In that big moment, Chris's business was born. Now, this was in the teeth of the COVID crisis. Thousands of businesses were closing. Economic uncertainty was everywhere. But here's the weird thing. At that moment, millions of Americans were doing exactly what Chris was. They were driving across metaphorical lanes of traffic to start a business of their own. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Brittany Cronin. Today on the show, the COVID business boom. Why did so many people start businesses at a moment when the economy and the country were in crisis?
This message comes from NPR sponsor Fundrise, making investing in private real estate as easy as investing in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. Build a more diversified portfolio today at Fundrise, FUNDRISE.com/indicator. This message comes from NPR sponsor Burrow, a new kind of furniture company. Every Burrow order ships free, saving you hundreds of dollars on average and making setups so much easier. Get $75 off at burrow.com/indicator.
Numbers are out from the Census Bureau today, and last month, people in the U.S. started 448,533 new businesses.
And since the pandemic began last March, Americans have started 6,714,318 new businesses. That is an all-time record.
That is today's indicator, 6,714,318.
And one of those businesses was started by Chris Bandura. And the business he started was about as far away from the haute cuisine that he had been serving in Washington, D.C. as it gets.
We are a mobile hot dog cart based in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Hot dogs.
You can take
New
the kid
Jersey.
Out of Jersey.
What's up?
So, apparently, hot dogs are like a thing in northern New Jersey. There's like a hot dog culture.
It's a big thing. They're everything. They're like the air around us.
So, Brittany, you and Chris started talking hot dogs, and you had what I can only really describe as like a northern New Jersey hot dog mind meld. Like, I could not understand parts of what you were saying.
I mean, to me, it was just like a regular conversation. I grew up going to the Gothel Grill on Route 208
yes.
in Hawthorne.
Oh, so you're a North Jersey girl, too. Cool. So you're all right. Right on.
My dad used to work in Patterson. He also refers to hot dogs as tube steaks. So we used to, like, hit up all those spots.
Everything that I'm doing is inspired and based upon places like Hot Grill, the Doghouse, Hank's Frank's, Rutt's Hut, of course, too.
Rutt's Hut.
I don't know what I'm a hot dog guy, you know? Like, it's a thing, I guess. It's a vibe, I guess. I don't know.
I feel like I could hear you guys talk about hot dogs all day. I feel like you guys were speaking, like, fluent Northern New Jersey hot dog. But I did pick up that Chris's hot dogs are all beef.
Uh-huh.
They are grilled. Uh-huh. And they are served in, like, the special Northern New Jersey way.
Yeah, yeah. Say it like a local. We call it all the way.
A dog all the way. Hot dog all the way.
Hot dog okay. All the way.
Yeah, an all the way dog. Brown mustard, Texas chili sauce, raw onions.
So Chris took his savings and a stimulus check, and he started Catalyst Hot Dogs late last year, at the same time that millions of people across the U.S. were doing the exact same thing.
Business applications are at an all-time high.
Julia Pollack is an economist with ZipRecruiter. She says COVID created a very unique set of circumstances that made ideal conditions for people like Chris to start a business.
There are two things that made a big difference. One, so many people were laid off or on furlough and suddenly had time. But they didn't have time that they needed to use to spend desperately searching for work because they also got an enormous amount of fiscal support. So there are many people who took that stimulus check and decided, wow, you know, I never have $1,000 in my bank account. I'm going to use this to start a business.
Also, Julia says, starting a business now is really fast and really cheap. You can register your business for just a few $100. And a lot of these companies are really little. It's like a little store on Amazon or on Etsy where someone sells tie-dyed masks or candles. The startup costs for these businesses are super low. So a stimulus check for $1,000 can make it happen in a way that it couldn't have even 10 years ago.
So not investing an enormous amount in office space and fancy, you know, kombucha on tap machines. They're starting off as a lean, you know, freelancer-driven or remote worker-driven, online-only business. Their only cost is labor.
And that's how it worked for Chris. He bought the cart for about $10,000, puts in his food orders every week. His costs are minimal. He pays for the use of a commissary kitchen for food prep. He pays for propane to drive his cart around. And that's it.
And this kind of business, or something like selling masks on Etsy, that might seem like small economic potatoes. Not anything close to a big fancy Silicon Valley startup with a 5-year business plan and millions in venture capital. But Julia says, don't underestimate these businesses. Little scrappy companies like these have a superpower.
Many people have used their own money, their own stimulus checks, their own savings to start businesses. I think many, many of the new business owners have a lot of skin in the game.
The people who start these companies love these companies. They will fight and sacrifice, and they probably won't walk away if things get hard or they're working 100-hour weeks.
Also, Julia says, companies that start during a difficult economic time have a strange kind of leg up.
They're like cactuses. They're like plants that grow in difficult conditions, but that can last forever.
Julia points out that there is a rich history of companies started in economic downturns that went on to become some of the richest, most innovative companies on the planet. Microsoft, Uber, Disney, Revlon, Warby Parker, GE, those were all started during economic downturns.
Julia says these companies have resilience and survival in their DNA.
This is actually a very, very exciting time. And we could see a lot of growth out of the sort of embers of this horrible crisis.
Like Chris Bangera, his own money is totally tied up in Catalyst hot dogs. But hot dog season is in full swing and business is starting to pick up.
Somehow an opportunity was thrust upon me. Forgive me, William Shakespeare, and we were able to do something, you know. I'm trying to make it great. We really are. We're having a lot of fun. So I will say, contrary to the emotions I'm having right now, I'm very happy.
Shakespeare and tube steaks, Brittany.
It's
Shakespeare
a vibe.
And tube steaks. It is a vibe. It is a vibe. All the way. We are looking for our next intern. Come work with us. We would love to have you. Go to npr.org/internships to apply. That's npr.org/internships. Deadline Friday.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darian Woods with help from Gilly Moon. It was fact-checked by Michael Huh.
Our editor is Kate Kincannon, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.